Ohio.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with in studio. We have Mayor Linda Morse of Manhattan and Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. And in that first segment, we were talking a lot about the City Commission meeting that will be tonight at 7 o'clock inside City Hall. And one of those first agenda items is talking about rezoning and looking at basically rezoning for some larger apartment buildings that could be anywhere from 5 to 8 stories high. And we were talking over break, Linda, that this is something that the city was prepared for it in a previous land use study. We hear about these land use studies all the time, whether it's at the county level, city level, but this is why. And so far, when it comes to Manhattan building up, because it's kind of hard to build out, this is kind of what you expected.
Exactly. We several years ago, maybe 4, when we passed the last comprehensive land use plan, or actually we call it a comprehensive plan these days. We've kind of dropped the word land. But the proposal was fully vetted with the Urban Area Planning Board on, you know, several different occasions. We had a lot of public input with regard to the comprehensive plan. And these are pieces that just kind of click into place and are necessary pieces that have to move along in order for us to ever get to. And it happens over a period of years. It doesn't happen, you know, just right away. And so here comes another piece. We're officially designating that area. We did on the land use plan. And now we're doing it through our zoning so that we can allow greater density. So Manhattan doesn't have much that would predict what that will be like. But it's an effort to bring more people, students, closer to the campus in ways that so they can walk to classes. And campus will not have as much traffic issues either. We as a community, we'll have more people walking in that concentrated area. Aggieville, I think of it, see the number of people you see walking down North Manhattan Avenue from the dorms or where they live to Aggieville, and that will become much more of a norm.
You know, one thing, and this is kind of going a little bit off subject, sort of, but mainly just falling off of Friday's In Focus, we had RCPD Director Brad Schoen in, and we had a few phone calls asking about, you know, crossing the street and those sort of things, and some of the traffic crossings there, and somebody even mentioned maybe like a skyway sort of crossing over roads from, say, like the Bluemont to Aggieville. And those, is that something that's kind of on the radar for the city in the future, is kind of looking at crosswalk situations and so, from a safety standpoint?
So generally overpasses are devices that work well when they're connected to locations where the people are already at that level to cross. So connecting buildings, connecting a parking structure, if you will, to some other building. Generally, most folks are not going to go out of their way to climb steps or go up an elevator to go across if they think they can get across the street pretty easily. So areas where they're effective is where you have more of a high-speed highway that has a fence that makes it very difficult for you to cross the street and then provide you a safe alternative to get over. But in a dense urban setting where you have generally low volume or low speed traffic and intersection crosswalks, they don't work as well. So they've got to be typically connected to something that conveniently puts folks at that level. K-State Union's a good example where you're coming out of the parking deck right into the Union on that level. So you at least have one level of parking deck, which just doesn't have to go up or down to get into the building. Those are the areas where those work well and where you – they're a significant safety feature for more high volume. So if there was a parking garage, for example, that was to be built on campus somewhere that could connect to the Bluemont or some other in this urban core area could connect to a very large building, that might be something that would get folks to use it.
But
you're still going to have to accommodate the pedestrian on the street.
Makes sense.
And I think we've heard Rob Ott in the past talk about plans that they're working on for pedestrians on North Manhattan Avenue. They want to make Denison and North Manhattan Avenue more alike and predictable for the pedestrian. On one side, you push the button and you just start walking. On the other side, you push the button and you have to wait.
It's more of a traditional
yeah.
walk on a green light. Uh-huh. So it's more you have to wait for the traffic to clear. And the driver has a better mm-hmm. expectation, too, that that's going to happen.
Makes sense. Yep. It makes sense.
But it hasn't been that long ago that we fixed North Manhattan Avenue, so I imagine it'll have to wait yeah. in line.
Long line.
There is a
long
city line. University project yeah. that's
coming,
identified and potential funding for some of those more traditional signalized improvements.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, who just started speaking, and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse in studio. We're going to take a break? Yeah, let's take a break. Why not? More in Focus coming up after the break here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and